Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Members of the West Virginia National Guard mourning the loss of one of their own.
President Trump announced Thanksgiving night one of two National Guard members shot near the White House Wednesday.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia
had died.
Magnificent person.
Describing the 20-year-old specialist.
Started service in June of 2023. Outstanding in every way.
The other wounded guardsman, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf.
He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life.
The shooter, an Afghan national.
Monster that did this is also in serious condition.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Attorney General Bondi had pledged to seek the death penalty if, in her words, either of these two heroes dies from this Afghan savage's bullets. President Trump plans to tighten immigration policies in the wake of the shooting. The accused gunman is one of about 76,000 Afghans brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration after its botched military withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Trump says the U.S. must gain full control over those who enter and remain in the country. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in decades claimed at least 128 lives. BBC's Martin Yip says it spread through seven high-rise residential buildings and is being investigated.
They are looking into things like whether those ferns and other materials being used to cover the bamboo scaffoldings as well as windows of the apartments, that they are fireproof as they should be. At the same time, we've just heard from local media that now the Independent Commission Against Corruption are also moving in. They've done their own arrest and raid this morning against the same construction company in the direction of whether bribe-taking was involved in this renovation work.
On Wall Street this morning, the NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Family life is a crazy adventure filled with love and laughter, but it can also be demanding with work schedules, after-school activities, and trying to remember where you put your keys. It leaves you wondering, where does the time go? With so much going on, it can be easy to lose sight of your family's well-being. Balance of Nature fruits and veggie supplements offer an easy way to get a wide variety of whole food ingredients for your whole family. Don't let a busy schedule get in the way of your family's well-being.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements today. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ERIC.
Good Friday morning at 6:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and blustery today and chilly with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour. Highs in the low 40s, feel like temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s. Mostly clear and frigid again tonight. Lows fall into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating a shooting in Woodlawn. Investigators say a woman was shot in the 5700 block of Johnny Cake Road just after 11 Thanksgiving morning. The victim was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The suspect is reportedly known to the victim, and police are trying to determine what led to that shooting. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has announced funding for eviction and homelessness prevention through the Community Schools Rental Assistance Program. Qualified families and students in eight jurisdictions now can submit applications for assistance to help pay past due rent or utility bills and costs related to renting a new home, including security deposits. To qualify, a household must have a student enrolled in a community school in a participating jurisdiction and demonstrate an obligation to pay rent and experience housing instability, like the risk of eviction or utility shutoff. Households may be eligible for up to 15 months of assistance. Up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12. A new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ins 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens last night on Thanksgiving Day night were burrowed by the Bengals.
Pressure comes, picked up, Burrow, Yosivash! Touchdown, Cincinnati! 80 for the Bengals in the end zone.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Joe Burrow's 29-yard pass to Andre Iosivash with 15 seconds to play in the third was for all intents and purposes the dagger, and the Ravens plunged it in further, turning the ball over five times in the 32-14 Thanksgiving Day night loss to the Bengals. Baltimore couldn't stop Cincinnati on third down all night, and the Bengals harassed Lamar into two fumbles and a pick and rendered the Ravens' running game for the most part useless. After the game, all John Harbaugh could do was acknowledge the victor.
Congratulations to the Bengals. They played a winning football game and deserved the victory. We did not play a winning football game, and that's what happens when you don't play winning football. So disappointed in that. We'll pull ourselves together and get ready for Pittsburgh coming in here. Everything we want to accomplish is still in front of us.
The loss ends the Ravens' 5-game winning streak, drops Baltimore a half game back in the North, and does set up the showdown next week with the Steelers for the division lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, another subpar performance by Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Pray for the National Guardsman, Sarah Beckstrom, who went home to God yesterday, and her fellow National Guardsman, who is struggling to keep his life. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity to be with you this morning on Casey and Company. I felt compelled this morning based on some things that I heard yesterday after we were on the air. And for those that you were with us yesterday, we thank you. We had many calls. We had many positive feedbacks to our Truth of Thanksgiving tribute and the true history of Thanksgiving. So today, we're going to get into some interesting topics this morning, but I felt again compelled to start with this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter
or to abolish it and to institute a new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Ladies and gentlemen, if you did not already figure it out, this is the preamble to our Declaration of Independence. So, let's fast forward a little bit, shall we? We shall. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and that doesn't mean welfare services, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. To do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And in case you didn't already figure that out, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the preamble to our Bill of Rights. And if by chance you don't know our Bill of Rights, I suggest you look them up, because our Bill of Rights simply instruct our government what they cannot do to we, the people. So, with that being said, this morning I want to hear from you, because in this hour we're going to talk about where we were and what we've become. And to do that, I need to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as in this hour, we explore again some of our history and where we are today and where you think we are today. Now, I was talking to someone. Oh, by the way, the lovely voice that you will hear this morning when you call 410-922-6680 is our very talented producer, Michelle Drosello. So please give us a call. Somewhere along the way, we have allowed our representatives to completely lose their way. And part of that is to protect and defend our children from harm. How do we know this? Because we read Matthew 18:6. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone, and if you don't know what a millstone is, look it up, were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So it's Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And what does Black Friday mean? Well, it's the day after we give thanks for our one nation under God that has been given to us by the hand of God and by His providence. A lot of people, and I don't think they've started yet because the traffic was very light coming in this morning, but they scramble around very early in the morning, and they want to get out and get the best deals, obviously, for their loved ones. Well, I am going to talk to you in this hour, and I want to hear from you all about it and anything else that's on your mind, because what is on your mind is on my mind as we delve in to what's happening today. So many of us have been programmed to immediately buy our children more screens and also more games with which to play on the screens. I continue to be stunned at the exploitation, the blackmail, extortion, sexualization, and of all things, trafficking of our children that is happening in the United States of America and also around the world. And I would be remiss if I did not say this fact. Lest we forget, the United States is the number one consumer of child pornography. This is something we cannot ignore. So again, I want to hear from you if you have thoughts on this. If you have thoughts, also, it was communicated to me this morning that for those of us who happen to tune into the Macy's Day Parade, which I think that if you've ever seen Miracle on 34th Street, you know sort of the backstory behind Macy's Day Parade. There were two companies, obviously, two retail companies, obviously, one of which was Macy's. I forget the name of the other ones. Maybe one of you know that they were competing, obviously, for business. And what they would do is they would have this beautiful family-oriented parade with various marching bands and what have you in the parade. But you know what the amazing thing is? I happened to see a very, very short clip of a parade in Texas yesterday. It wasn't the Macy's Day Parade, but if you reflect back on some of your favorite Christmas programs, going back before the Chevy Chase type Christmas movies and what have you, but like going back, for example, It's a Wonderful Life, or going back to Miracle on 34th Street and other movies such as that, notice how people dressed. They actually dressed. They didn't go out like they were going. They had just literally gotten out of bed. Maybe they brushed their teeth. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But it's like they haven't even changed their clothes. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I think part of the problems that we have today is the fact that people don't even take enough pride in themselves to get dressed. Now, on the East Coast right now, it is 6:17 a.m., and I am sitting in the studio here at WCBM. And again, I want to hear from you, so give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. And with me this morning, again, is our producer, Michelle Josella, Gary Stein, who does sports. Oh, by the way, Gary works for the Ravens, so Lord only knows what time he got home this morning, but Gary's in here. And also, we have Julie Reiter on the news. The four of us, ladies and gentlemen, I was up at 3:30. I don't know what, I think Michelle gets up at 3:30, 3:30, 3:45 or 4 o'clock, and obviously Julie does as well. We're all dressed. The four of us could easily, at 6:18 a.m., the day after Thanksgiving, could easily leave this studio after the show, go into any restaurant, and sit down and have a nice meal dressed like we went to work. Now, no one sees us but the four of us. But the fact is, we had enough pride in ourselves, respect in ourselves, to get dressed as we went out. And that's just, again, a scenario today that I think that we've lost on so many levels. So again, I would like to hear from you. But getting back to what we're going to talk about this morning. Recently, and again, I'm doing this hour because from my perspective, there are three things in life we don't mess with. Mostly children. And we just talked about from Matthew 18:6 what Jesus said about that. But also senior citizens, the other end of our society, of which whom are most vulnerable. And the third is animals. And unfortunately, what I'm going to get into today has something to do with all three in the first hour. So this is where we are, for example, when we're talking about the exploitation and abuse and blackmail of children. Top Israel cybersecurity official caught in the U.S. luring children into a hotel room. However, he was not prosecuted, but simply packed up and sent to Israel. That is insane. I'm going to get into more of this and take some of your calls when we get back right after the break. But again, this is Jeff McDonald on Casey & Company sitting in for Sean Casey. I want to thank WCBN for this opportunity. Give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. We will be right back.
This holiday season, step back in time at G. Krug & Son Ironworks and Museum, America's oldest continuously operating blacksmith shop right here in Baltimore since 1810. Stop by Saturday, December 6th from 11 to 2 as they celebrate 215 years of craftsmanship, history, and holiday spirit. Watch live blacksmith demonstrations, explore a walking catalog of iron artistry, and experience Christmas the old-fashioned way. Christmas at Krug, where Baltimore's history still glows warm by the forge. Learn more at jkrugandson.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. The Kim Klasick Show.
People did believe at that time there was a risk for collapse. Unfortunately, they didn't have that information. So when they went to go attack the fire in January of 2022, they didn't have the information they needed to make sure that those firefighters did not run inside. How is this not the fault of the city? The fact that there was any judge that dismissed that case, it is infuriating.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. Again, I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I'm with the Patriot Club of America, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you at 410-922-6680. I want to thank Robert in Baltimore and Lynn in Timonium for letting us know that the other store in Miracle on 34th Street was Gimbel's. And again, some people like that movie, some people don't, but the point is it shows where we were then as a society from self-respect in public, so on and so forth, versus now. I mean, I literally, the other day, I was meeting a customer in Hunt Valley at a restaurant, and I had to walk by the theater there, and it was about noon, and walking into the theater, literally in her pajamas with a blanket, was, I don't know, a young lady who was probably, I want to say, 22, 23 years old. But she, like I said, it literally looked, she had slippers on as well. It literally looked like she had gotten out of bed, decided to go see the matinee, and just thought, well, you know what, I'm just going to curl up into the movie theater seat like I'm on my couch at home. But I digress. Anyway.
Well, Jeff.
Yes.
Just look at our transportation secretary made a PSA about people dressing to go to the airport.
Oh, my golly. Michelle, that is such a great point. What is his name again?
Duffy.
Duffy. Yeah, it was a couple days before Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. If notwithstanding the fact most people who are listening to me at 6:24 a.m. on the East Coast, as obviously we're heard around the world at WCBM.com, but most people remember, because I anticipate most people listening this morning are north of 40 to 50 years old. And if you're younger than that, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening. We're hoping you're learning something this morning. But my point being is, I remember when going on an airplane was a huge deal and we dressed up. Do you remember that, Michelle?
Yeah, I still dress up.
Yeah, same here. But it's like you said, Mr. Duffy said, you walk through an airport, again, maybe it's me, maybe it's you, Michelle, I'm stunned. Stunned.
I am.
You know what?
PJs.
Go ahead.
They're PJs.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Literally in pajamas. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, what's it been, 20, 25 years since we had dress-down Fridays or casual Fridays, right? That then led into, every day we'll just do, air quotes, business casual. But again, I think, and you'll probably agree, Michelle, that it starts from the time we put our feet on the floor in the morning. What is our purpose, and what we see when we look at that person in the mirror?
I always go into a day, if I look good, I feel good.
Exactly.
And then it makes me, I just feel good about myself, and it makes me, happy. And I think when you dress down and you're lounging around in your, in your clothes, your PJs, it can be depressing. It's like you don't feel good about yourself.
I think that you're spot on, and I think that it's you and I using logic and common sense, but I think that there's been studies done where, is for example, with school. I remember clearly my son and daughter played high school sports, and I remember my son, who went to Delaney, when he played football. On game day, they were required to dress up. And I said to him one morning, which included a tie. And we know, the interesting thing is, all of the private schools have uniforms, right?
Right.
I know that the two arch rivals who played football yesterday, both of them wear ties every day. And I said to him one morning, and I'm going back, he's like 32 now, I'm going back, and I remember the first time he said, "Dad, this started when he was in middle school, because he played for the middle school basketball team." He said, "Dad, I have to wear a tie. Can you help me tie the tie?" I said, "Absolutely." So I helped him tie the tie. And I remember saying, as soon as we were done, and he had his nice shirt on and he wanted to wear a sport coat, I said, "Sander, do you feel different today?" He said, "Yeah, Dad, I do. I feel like I'm going to work." I said, "Exactly, Sander. You have a purpose. And quite frankly, today, if you think about it, you are dressing for success."
That's right.
And Michelle, you made a very good point that, not only the airports, look at how kids dress to go to school.
Oh, exactly. I mean, some of this, even when I went to school, if we would have been caught in some of the clothes that they wear today, we would have been sent to the office.
Yeah, you would have been sent to the office, or your parents would have been called.
Yes.
and said, "Look, Jeff is inappropriately dressed this morning. Can you please bring in a different shirt?"
Now it's like anything goes.
Anything goes. You know what? I can't believe, and I truly can't believe this, and this is part of what we're going to talk about when we come back after Julie Ryder does the news, but I am stunned at, I'm going to say this, and don't think I'm a prude by any extent of the imagination, but it is our job to cherish our children and instruct, love, and discipline our children. I am stunned at how short the shorts are that little girls going to middle school wear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it literally blows my mind. I don't understand it. I also don't understand how a parent can allow their daughter, especially a father, allow their daughter to walk out of the house with something like that on to go in school.
We couldn't even wear spaghetti straps.
There you go. And we all know, I mean, it is what it is, but we all know by the time a boy is 12 years old, he has testosterone that is raging, his hormones are raging, and you start you go from elementary school, where the girls are, and I know I'm dating myself here, where the girls have cooties, to now you're starting to look at the girls in a completely different way. So we'll be right back. Stand by for news with Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police have identified the woman who was killed in a double shooting on Wednesday. 28-year-old Yasmin Lee was found dead along with a 30-year-old man in a vehicle that crashed in the 700 block of Ensor Street. Detectives will release the man's name after they've spoken with his family. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A woman indicted in connection with the death of a child has been located in Wicomico County. On Wednesday, the county sheriff's office asked for the public's help in locating Kiara Bradford. Investigators say Bradford is wanted on a circuit court indictment for involuntary manslaughter, first-degree child abuse resulting in death, second-degree child abuse, and other related charges. Details in the case are limited at this time. More information will be released when available. The Baltimore Mayor's Office of Homeless Services says its winter shelter plan is in effect until 9 a.m. on Saturday with the falling temperatures. Under the Code Purple activation, the city will provide shelters and other services for residents experiencing homelessness. There are a number of locations operating as warming centers throughout the city. Those in need of emergency shelter should call the Baltimore City Shelter Hotline. The 44th annual BeGaddy Thanksgiving dinner served more than 50,000 people in Baltimore Thursday. Meals were served at American Legion Post 285 on McElderry Street, and there was also a to-go option. BeGaddy's daughter, Cynthia Brooks, says the event began in 1981 when her mother used some lottery winnings to feed 49 neighbors. BeGaddy's dying wish in 2001 was for the tradition to continue. Now, this traffic alert in Anne Arundel County, a crash closes all lanes on westbound Route 50. That's just past the exit for Cape St. Clair. So all lanes closed westbound Route 50 just past Cape St. Clair Road. Now, up next, it's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 728. Pick 4 was 9589. Now, here's a check of the weather.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, blustery, and cold again today. Highs in the low 40s, but with winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Feels like we're in the upper 20s and low 30s this afternoon. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Lows fall into the mid-20s. More sunshine for your Saturday. Little bit less wind, but the chill sticks around with highs only in the low to mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, last night's blowout loss to the Bengals heaped further fuel on the fire that is now beginning to engulf Lamar and the Ravens' offense. Two fumbles and a pick by Lamar. Five turnovers in all as the Ravens' five-game winning streak goes up in flames. 32-14 to the Bengals at the bank last night. Post-game reaction first from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
When you turn the ball over as much as we did tonight, that's the story of the game. You know, we've got to do it. We just can't do it. You can't do it if you want to win football games.
Later, Lamar at the podium asked what the heck is going on in Baltimore.
I just got to be consistent. You know, can't have turnovers, especially in any game, not just this game, but any game. Can't have turnovers, two fumbles, interception, two interception. We got to be consistent. We put our defense on the field too much. Can't have that.
And then left tackle Ronnie Stanley describing the frustration level on the Ravens' offensive side.
It was very frustrating, you know, especially, been around football for a little bit, played for a while, and just understanding the type of personnel we have, the type of people we have, and that's just not our standard, you know, especially speaking for the offense. Thought the defense did a great job, but offensively, you know, that's not our standard.
Lamar in the last three games, just 44 for 80 through the air. That's completion percentage of just 55%. He's a perennial 65% thrower. No touchdown passes for Lamar in the last three. Three picks and two fumbles. Elsewhere in the NFL, big one in Big D yesterday. The Cowboys hold on and they defeat the Chiefs. A big loss. 31-28 was the final. And in the early game, the Packers, behind four touchdown passes from Jordan Love, they defeat the Lions 31-24 in Detroit. Baseball news, the Orioles making another organizational move yesterday, hiring former Padres manager Mike Schilt in a player evaluation capacity, and a big trade in the American League East yesterday, or I should say a big free agent signing. Dylan Cease, formerly of the Padres, a seven-year, $210 million deal with the Blue Jays. So now the Blue Jays have picked up an ace. The Red Sox have pitched up another big pitcher in Sonny Gray from the Cardinals. It remains to be seen what the Orioles will do. The time now is 6:36. When we return, where do the Ravens go from here?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, Jeff, good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you had a good one.
Gary, I did a very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving to you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And like I said, I don't know if you heard when you were back there preparing for the sports.
Oh, I heard it all.
So I am highly impressed that you're probably here, what, on 2 hours sleep?
Well, and that's the thing. So not only is it just 2 hours at home, you know, 2.5 hours, but, like, you can't go to sleep right away.
I hear you. Yep.
You know, you're still, your engine's still revving, you know, from the game, et cetera. So, I mean, maybe last night an hour and a half of good sleep. I don't know, to be honest with you. And what a bummer it was, to be honest. But that's the way it goes sometimes in the big city.
You know what? The fact is, as you were doing the sports, I quickly pulled up the balance of the schedule. So think about it.
It's hard.
Well, but it's hard, but there's the opportunity for redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So right out of the box, the Steelers come to town. We know that's going to be a Donnybrook barn burner.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, we go to the Bengals. So we have an opportunity to get revenge there. And then the Patriots come to Baltimore again, another huge rivalry. So there's another opportunity there. So, and then we end up at the Packers. So from my perspective, you can't do anything about what happened last night. It's over. But my golly, do we have the opportunity, if we can get our proverbial horse dung together, then we could really shine. And Gary, I don't follow it nearly as closely. By the way, you look great. You've been training, haven't you?
No, I've been up.
Well, you look like you've been spending time in the gym.
Oh, thank you.
But okay. I don't follow it as deeply as you do. But I would think the Ravens are pretty healthy right now. They're hanging in there.
They're healthier than they were, at the beginning of the season. But I think this thing with Lamar, obviously is not 100%. He's had, you know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes all season long.
Yeah.
Right? But I think that's the issue. Here's the other issue, and it's kind of gone under the radar a little bit. I know the defense is playing a lot better these days. It's true, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what used to be a 1 or a 2 yard run against the Ravens defense is now a 5 yard run.
Big difference.
Instead of 2nd and 8, it always seems to be 2nd and 5.
Right.
And my point is, the injury to Justin Matabike early in the year after the first game, I think, is a crusher for this Ravens defense. They try to make it up as best as they can. And when I say that, I mean, you know, like disguising it as best they can.
Yes.
You know, covering it up. But still, the loss of a Pro Bowler, you know, an All Pro, is going to, I think, eventually come to roost on this team. And when you get down to it, the schedule that you just talked about,
yes,
the Pittsburghs, the New Englands, the Green Bays of the world, and then and if they make the playoffs, right?
Right.
That's going to come back to haunt the Ravens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be a really difficult schedule. It's December football. It's a lot of cold weather. They go to Green Bay. It could be a snowstorm. I mean, we're in it. Don't get me wrong.
We're in it.
And we're about to get right into the whirlwind of it in the month of December.
Well, this Gary, I'll leave you with this thought. This is what separates the men from the boys. And again, we cannot do anything about what happened last night. Like you said, we've got some pivotal injuries, but we've got a seasoned coaching staff. And gentlemen, you're paid a ton of money. Make it happen.
I think at the end of the day, Jeff, they're 6-6, right?
Yes.
None of that matters. It's a 5-game season right now. If they go 3-2, more than likely they'll be in.
That's, you know, Gary, that's a great point. Starting today, it's a 5-game season, so make it happen.
There you go.
All right, my friend.
All right, buddy boy.
We'll see you in a little while.
You got it.
Thank you, Gary. All right, ladies and gentlemen, getting back to what we were talking about. And again, good morning if you're just joining us. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. And if you will, give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. The lovely voice you will hear is our producer, who has been contributing to the show this morning, Michelle Drosella. So we want to hear from you about what will you maybe be buying your children or grandchildren for Christmas this year. I'm going to get into more why we should not be buying any more screens. And what are your thoughts about perhaps lobbying to change how our children dress when they go to school, or how we dress when we go into public, as was communicated by transportation head Mr. Duffy, whose first name is escaping me. But getting back to the subject at hand, we were talking about the exploitation, blackmailing of children and grooming of children. Not only is it happening on the web and in some games, but it's also happening in our school systems. So we talked about the top Israeli cybersecurity official who was caught in the U.S., luring children into a hotel room. He was not prosecuted, but he was wrapped up and simply sent back to Israel. How that happened is beyond me, but it is. Would someone call me, or if anyone would like to tell me how it is that here it is, November 2025, Michelle, you may remember, I don't even know when, Epstein, and I'm doing air quotes, good old Jeffrey Epstein hung himself when all the cameras were out and all the guards were asleep. Why weren't the files released immediately? We pay for all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I am sitting here in this studio looking at explicit porn that is currently, I know for a fact, in Baltimore County High Schools. And again, Baltimore County High Schools now start in the eighth grade. What is an eighth grader, Michelle? 13 years old or so?
Yes.
Yeah, about 13 years old.
13.
Right. 12 or 13 years old. And I know that there was just a big controversy with Harford County Schools, wherein I think the Harford County County Council voted to remove a book that had no business being in that school. Yet I think the state of Maryland overturned that, if I'm not mistaken. I heard it peripherally. So if you happen to know anything about that, give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. But I also happened to read a couple of years ago in front of the Baltimore County School Board an excerpt from a book called Lawn Boy. Now, as I look at the excerpt that I read from Lawn Boy here in the studio, Michelle, if I started reading that, you would have to immediately cut the mic. You'd probably get a call from the FCC, and Sean Casey would probably never invite me back on the air. Because, ladies and gentlemen, in our high schools with which, again, we pay for, there is explicit porn. Not only is there explicit porn, but someone explained to me this obsession with transology and exposing our children to transology. I don't get it. It used to be maybe if one of the children in a class or children in the school, let's say one of their fathers happened to be, I don't know, a bay pilot, for example. It just came to mind. Or an airline pilot or a surgeon or whatever, they would have them come into the schools and talk to the children, maybe read the children relevant stories. What do we have now? Men, which again, I have nothing against this. If you live in the Timonium, Hunt Valley, Towson area, you know there is a man, he's obviously a man, who has been dressing up for years and enjoying an adult beverage at some of the local restaurants. No one ever bothered him. As a matter of fact, people would converse with him. That's what he wanted to do. Kudos to him. But explain to me what logic, common sense, intellectual reasoning there is to have a man who thinks he's a woman. And by the way, most of these guys, their wigs are hideous. They have way too much makeup on, and I think the ladies will attest to that. And quite frankly, they're overweight and shouldn't be wearing the dresses and outfits they're wearing anyway. So probably most of the kids are getting sick and are like, who in the heck is this in our classroom? They're probably not even paying attention to whatever these people are saying. But how is it that, again, in elementary schools, we went from maybe having an airline pilot, a surgeon, a plumber, a carpenter, whomever, to come in and teach the children about life skills and what they might be, versus now we have explicit porn in schools, transology, the obsession with bringing in these men who prance around in front of the children. And again, it reverts to someone, please tell me why any parent in their right mind would condone this. Now, we're going to go to Debbie because she brought up something I didn't even think about this morning, but it's something that's been on my mind quite a bit, which is what happens on the school buses. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to WCBM. We truly appreciate you giving us a call here this morning, the day after Thanksgiving, at 410-922-6680. Talk to us this morning about school buses.
Yes, I will. I am a dedicated school bus. Well, I was a driver, and then I was a very dedicated school bus attendant. The first person they see in the morning, and the last person they see in the evening. I knew all my kids. I knew about them. I knew when they had a bad day. And I got their mind off of it, because I loved my kids. And I was made an example of, from Baltimore County, when my own kids got burned through the cracks. I worked hard. I loved every one of my children. You cannot do that job just for a paycheck. Whether you're a driver or an attendant, you have to know your kids. You have to know how to help them. Only one year, I had a very bad year. And that's pretty good for about 30 or so.
Wait, Debbie, you were either a driver or a school bus attendant for 30 years?
Yes, pretty much.
Wow, God bless you.
I took myself off the road, and I'll tell you why. I had broke my tibial plateau. I could not bend. I could not safely evacuate my blind children and lay my head at night and put their safety at risk. No, I took myself off for my children's sake, because I couldn't safely evacuate my blind children anymore. And I give thanks to the Lord my God that I finished well. I took myself off the road right before I was vested for 30 years, and I did it the right way. I told them it is no longer safe for me to evacuate these children with special needs who can't see, who are in a special seat, game. Some are scared, some are not, some are self-sufficient, some are not, and the way we had to evacuate them was totally unsafe. So I took myself off, and I could lay my head down at night. I know that I did the best for my kids, who I care about enough to take myself off the roof. And I went through risk management, who raked me through the coals, gave me every psychological test that I could possibly do, and I passed every last one of them.
Well,
and that's all I gotta say.
Debbie, thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Will fall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Debbie. Thank you for calling this morning.
And don't go over that bridge. It has been very manly to no end. Just don't go over it. I don't know when it's going to fall, but just take a look at it. That's all I got to say. It's a safety risk.
Thank you very much, Debbie. I hope you have a wonderful day. And Debbie made a very good point, and I'm going to talk about that when we get back from the break. But I want to hear from you this morning at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We'll be right back.
Come see the Bumi Temple Shriners Festival of Trees on December 4th through the 7th at their shrine located at 5050 King Avenue, Rosedale. Over 50 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs and bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more information at BumiShriner.org. This message was made possible by Minuteman Press Rosedale.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald sitting... Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. All right, we're going to get back to... We've been talking about where we were and where we are, and I would be remiss as we're coming up against the top of the hour if I didn't get into a couple of scenarios where we, as grandparents and parents, aunts and uncles and friends... Oh, by the way, Julie Ryder did the piece in the news about B. Gaddy. I did not know, and this reverts back to love thy neighbor as thyself. I did not know that B. Gaddy started with lottery winnings. I think she originally started serving meals in her home, and that in 2025, her daughter, who is continuing the legacy in Baltimore, served 50,000 meals. In other words, she filled an entire stadium of Thanksgiving meals. So God bless B. Gaddy's daughter for continuing that legacy. I'm thinking, I do know that there were churches yesterday who were open and serving meals. So again, if we went back to love thy neighbor as thyself and working with our places of worship and organizations such as B. Gaddy versus the bloody government, because as we all know, everything the government touches, they destroy. We the people would be in a far better place. So let's go to Michael in Bel Air. Michael, the problem with all of this is, good morning.
I believe the problem is that President Trump has asked Pam Bondi to go after Soros and all the big money. And I think the big money's funding all this stuff. And if once we cut the head off the snake, I think a lot of it goes away. And I think they better hurry up and just get that done first.
You know, Michael, Soros has been a thorn in many societies' side for way too long. You're bringing up a very good point regarding Soros and those like him. But also, don't bury the lead here, Michael. It is the freaking money that's behind this.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's all the money that's coming into Soros, going to the NGOs.
Yes.
Sigum's part of that. I mean, all this big money, they got to cut it off. And Trump has asked for Bondi to take care of that. And they keep saying they're going to investigate, they're going to investigate. Well, they have all the evidence, and they're doing nothing about it.
Well, let's hope they do, and it's incumbent upon us, Michael, and thank you for bringing that up this morning. It's incumbent upon us, we the people. I read the preamble to the Declaration of Independence and the preamble to the Constitution for a reason, because it's up to us to redress our government. Michael, anything else before I've got to go?
No, that's it.
Well, thank you. I hope you have a very blessed day, and I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes to call us. You have a wonderful day. Be safe out there. So before we get to the top of the hour, we're talking about explicit porn in schools, transology, why the Epstein's files weren't released. Michael just made a great point regarding the NGOs, the money, people like Soros. USAID needs to be closed. Education starts in the home, and quite frankly, we could go down that rabbit hole as well. But again, many of you are getting ready to shop for the upcoming holiday season. Minecraft and what is it? Roblox, Michelle?
Roblox.
Roblox.
Yes.
How do you spell it?
R-O-B-L-O-X.
Okay. I keep thinking Roblox, but it's Roblox with an X. Ladies and gentlemen, these are games that pedophiles, predators, and other organizations, whom I will not give the satisfaction of mentioning, some of whom were started by teenagers, are attempting to groom our children. And how they start is they get into these games and they pretend they're children. And let's say a child is on playing, I don't know much about the games, Minecraft or Roblox, and there's the ability to communicate back and forth, and maybe someone may say, hey, Johnny, you know, how are you doing? How's everything going today? You know, how are your mom and dad? And Johnny may come back and say, well, you know, my mom and dad got divorced. I'm not doing really well. I miss my dad. Oh, well, really? You know, I want to be your friend. And this continues. And not only, I just thought about this, not only are they doing it via the interactive video games, but there is obviously, as we know, mental health has become so huge with children, because they don't go outside and play anymore. They spend way too much time on the screen. That what's happening is there are all these mental health sites. Are you feeling lonely? Is your family not paying attention to you?
Jeff, the other thing they do is the kids might say, I'm hungry, or they get the kids to say they're hungry, and then they go, oh, well, I can get you something from DoorDash. Give me your address, and then they find out.
Michelle, what a great point. The point is, and Michelle made this point earlier when we were talking, if you're not familiar with it, there is a demonic, satanic, dark web. But there are people who are trying desperately to investigate that, one of whom is Ryan Montgomery of Sentinel. Another is Tim Tebow, the quarterback that, if you remember, everyone, you know, the media and the sports, many in the sports media made fun of him. Jim Cole, Yvette Thomas. There are so many wonderful people that are trying to investigate this and expose this, but I don't, well, I do understand, but this is a rhetoric statement, why the media on the screen is not letting people know about all this, but we know why. The point being is, be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, with what you're purchasing for your young ones, and stay on it. And if they're a minor, do not let them interact on Minecraft, Roblox, and there was one other, Fortnite. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the top of the hour news, then news with Julie Reiter, then sports with Gary Stein, and I'll be right back on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. One of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot a couple of days ago in Washington, D.C., has died. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years old. The other victim, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, remains in critical condition. President Trump delivered the news last night.
The shooter, an Afghan national.
Monster that did this is also in serious condition.
Sources tell AP he'd worked in the special CIA-backed Afghan Army unit before coming to the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the collapse of the government.
This atrocity reminds us that we have no greater national security priority than ensuring that we have full control over the people that enter and remain in our country. For the most part, we don't want them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The shooting has convinced President Trump to further tighten U.S. immigration policy, sending millions of foreigners allowed into the U.S. by President Biden back to their homeland. Mr. Trump says it's clear there was little, if any, vetting of so many immigrants brought in during the Biden era. Black Friday, not what it used to be, but still a big day for retailers hoping for brisk business from holiday shoppers. Economist Steve Moore recalls what it was like back in the early 80s before the Reagan economic boom kicked in.
We had, 11% unemployment. We had inflation that was running at 9%. There were no jobs, for a college graduate, even as a burger flipper back then. And it was really tough.
He tells the Salem Radio Network that despite the current economic challenges, we are in a much better place today than we were way back then. The death toll from the devastating high-rise fire in Hong Kong has risen to at least 128. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cybercrime spikes during the holidays, especially around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Falling victim to a scam is the last thing anyone needs. That's why now is the perfect time to protect yourself and your family with Webroot Total Protection. Keep your devices safe, your identity secure, and your privacy locked down. Right now, you can get 75% off Webroot Total Protection at webroot.com/MikeG. That's 75% off, but only for a limited time. Black Friday through Cyber Monday is the busiest shopping time of the year. For hackers and identity thieves, it's basically the Super Bowl. Don't wait around until something goes wrong. Get protected now. With this exclusive discount, Webroot Total Protection is less than $50 for the whole year. That's all-in-one protection. Devices, identity, privacy, even backup for under $50. Peace of mind for $50? Honestly, that might be the best gift you give yourself this year. Go to webroot.com/MikeG for 75% off, but only for a limited time.
Good Friday morning. It's 7:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and blustery today and chilly with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour, highs in the low 40s, feel like temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s. Mostly clear and frigid again tonight, lows fall into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. This traffic update: in Anne Arundel County, all lanes on westbound Route 50 have reopened after an earlier crash. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown co-leads a multi-state filing against a federal government demand for voter database information. The legal brief says the federal request exceeds its authority. Brown claims that the effort to collect the information threatens individual privacy and collective confidence in elections. Similar demands have been made for state SNAP and Medicaid data as federal reforms are eyed, with courts already issuing some preliminary injunctions. Baltimore County Police are investigating a shooting in Woodlawn. Investigators say a woman was shot in the 5700 block of Johnny Cake Road just after 11 on Thanksgiving morning. The victim was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The suspect is reportedly known to the victim, and police are trying to determine what led to that shooting. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a lot to be thankful for on Thanksgiving Day, no doubt. But unfortunately, not the performance by the Ravens yesterday.
Burrow out to his right, to the end zone. One hand brought in by Hudson for the touchdown.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC when backup tight end Tanner Hudson pulls in a one-hander in the corner of the end zone with Kyle Hamilton draped all over him. You know it's not going to be your night. And so it was last night. The Bengals romp over the Ravens. 32-14, the final. A chilled crowd of 70,000-plus goes home empty. Baltimore commits five turnovers, two at the goal line, and gets flagged for seven penalties, including a highly suspect offensive pass interference call on Zay Flowers negating a touchdown. A lot of fans wondering why the Ravens don't run the ball more. Count offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley among them.
The collaboration part and, you know, wanting to get back to the run, and that's something that, you know, we encourage the coaches to do when we come back to the sideline. And but, you know, we're still going to go out there and, you know, run whatever play is called.
That's an interesting comment. And then Lamar on where the Ravens go from here.
You got to go watch film, clean up what happened tonight, you know, and just lock in, because we got two divisional opponents. We got to see Cincy in 2 weeks. We got to see Steelers this up, well, you know, 10 days. Just got to lock in, man, be consistent, put points on the board like I've been saying.
Now, while the Ravens were losing to the Bengals last night, the Naval Academy securing a huge win in Memphis.
And they're going to continue eating the middle. That's going to be a touchdown, Navy. Keep riding Teska, and they regain the lead.
Call on ESPN. Alex Teska rushed for 103 yards and two touchdowns. Blake Horvath threw for 100 and ran for 54 more. And the Navy defense pitching a shutout in the second half. The Mids beat Memphis 28-17 at the Liberty Bowl, lifting Navy to 9-2 on the season. And with the win, the Mids earning at least a share of the American Conference regular season championship and a chance to host the conference championship game next week. Coming up in 30 minutes, the arms race heating up in the AL East. And that is Stein on Sports.
For our HVAC pros, being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. but it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the morning to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, sitting in this morning for Sean Casey. I want to thank WCBM and Sean Casey for the opportunity to sit in this morning. So we've been talking about the exploitation, blackmailing, and also grooming of our children via games such as Minecraft, Roblox, Discord, among others that are coming out of the black web, and people are able to infiltrate the games that the children play. So my next guest has been on the show with me in the past. He is a patriot, a father, an involved observer of politics, both domestic and international. As of November 14, he was elected to the Southern York County School Board. The reason one of the reasons I'm having Jason is he was a citizen like you and I that had had enough and decided to get involved, ran for school board, and won. Southern York County is just north of the Maryland state line. It is a pleasure to welcome Jason back to WCBM. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff, and a belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
A very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving to you. So, let's get right into it, shall we? We shall. Congratulations on your successful run for school board. Tell us about the experience. And again, as I just said during the introduction, you were a professional, a father, a patriot, someone who's involved in as an observer of politics, both domestic and international. It seems like you had had enough, so you got into it. So tell us about it.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, November 4th, the evening that I found out that I had won, was very humbling. So I had a lot of fun during the campaign. I'm a political person. The whole process of running a political campaign was fascinating, very rewarding. We had a turnout on our side in Southern York County that kind of bucked statewide and nationwide trends. For me, frankly, the minute I won, there's like this switch that goes off. So my joyful warrior demeanor kind of gave way to some sort of, I could best just describe it as a paternal weight. So it's a bit like having your first child. You know, you plan, you anticipate, you go through a whole bunch of rituals, then your child's born. And many men describe the weight and the reality dump that they get in that moment. And that's kind of what my experience was. Won the race, had fun doing it, now it's time to get to work.
So let's talk a little bit about, is there anything you'd like to talk about regarding representing your new constituents?
Yeah, you know, I think the measure for any conservative these days is whether you can actually shrink the size and scope of government. And school districts are actually government. And very few conservatives, all the different stances that they take, you look at our national politics, you look at our state politics, very few of the people that actually call themselves conservatives are able to shrink the size and scope of government. So Pennsylvania is one of the oldest states in the union in terms of the age of the population. That was very evident to me as I went out and canvassed and knocked on doors. We looked at the voter rolls. The average age of a voter in our district is over 60. When you look at our enrollment at our schools, they've been in decline for a decade and a half. But any government institution, school districts included, they believe that there's only one direction budget should go, and that is up. And so there's a lot of things that I look to tackle, that I look to accomplish. as a school board director in Southern New York County. But at the end of 4 years, and I know that I'm only one vote on a board of nine, but at the end of 4 years, when I look in the mirror, the one success that I'm hoping that I have is that I've done something to make our school districts more efficient and less expensive for the people that are paying for them, which are increasingly senior citizens paying real estate taxes, which come out of their retirement income.
All right, so you just made a two very good points. Southern New York, you said the average age is 60?
The average age of a voter, so when we pulled the voter data, the average age of a voter is over 60 years of age.
Oh, okay, so
you have...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say, so if we think about this thing from the average age of a voter being over 60, that person, most likely, if they have children, their children have already gone through the school system, so they're from a vested interest, they're ancillary because maybe their grandchildren are now in school, but they don't have that day-to-day exposure to what's happening. Now, Jason, are you willing to take a call with me real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so before we get to the caller, Jim in New York, hang tight, buddy. Before we get to the caller, you just mentioned that you are one of nine on the school board. And again, God bless you for running. I know that you're still an active working professional who travels. Tell me real quick before we go to the call, the breakdown of the nine. Are they the magnificent nine who are willing to or who have the same goals and aspirations as you, or is Jason going to be in a battle every day with the leftist communist blue hairs?
We have nine conservative members of our school board. Now, everybody has a little bit of different framing. One of the questions that I think everybody has to ask themselves is, why does a school district exist? Does a school district exist to provide employment for people with education degrees, or does a school district exist to educate children? And if you are, if you're in the camp of the former, you're less likely to look at actually shrinking the size and scope of a school district.
Right.
And I want to emphasize, I am not about reducing the quality of education.
Of course.
I am not about, you know, severe austerity. What I am about is looking at our entire community, those that use the schools and those that don't use the schools, and figuring out what is the correct balance. And I also reject the notion that budgets should only go up. I think there are plenty of appropriate situations where budgets can hold, where budgets can decline. And I don't have all of the facts. I don't have all of the data yet. But I do know the demographics, and we're being confronted with a demographic bomb in our community. Our community is getting older, and we need to grapple with this sooner rather than later.
It is quite evident today, more than ever, that more money clearly does not equal better education. All right, so let's go to Jim in York, Pennsylvania. Jim, good morning. Thank you for listening to WCBM, Casey and Company. You are curious how Jason won.
Yes. Congratulations, Jason. I'm somewhat of a political junkie, and I was curious as to the details of how you won. Was it a door knocking? Was it social media? Was it a combination of both? Were you calling people? What exactly did you do in your campaign to be successful?
Yeah, great question, Jim, and thanks for calling in. So we did all of the above. So we did have some folks that worked very hard on social media to get our message out. I went out and made public comment at a school board meeting. We turned that into a video so folks could hear directly from me online. But the biggest piece of our campaign that I feel made us successful was the door knocking. We knocked on thousands of doors throughout our district. And just to give you a sense of what we accomplished, if you look at the election results, not only in York County, but also statewide and then nationwide. It wasn't a great day for Republicans on November 4th in the states that had elections. The high watermark for conservatives in our district was about 3,500 raw votes in past cycles. All four of the conservatives that we had on our ticket won decisively and won with over 4,000 votes. So it goes to show that regardless of what the political cycle is, if you go out and you do the work and you speak directly to people and you don't take anything for granted, you can win in any environment.
Don't take anything for granted. Jim, does that answer your question? Anything else?
It does. Thanks.
You good?
Thanks both. Yep.
Jim, thank you very much for calling. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
all right, Jason, so let's do this. Michelle, why don't we take the break now if we can? And Jason, I want to ask you a couple questions on the other side. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will go to break now, and then we'll talk more with Jason Decker, who is a newly elected school board member in Southern County, PA, right across the line. So give us a call here this morning at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. We'll be right
back. Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Kim Klasick Show.
People did believe at that time there was a risk for collapse. Unfortunately, they didn't have that information. So when they went to go attack the fire in January of 2022, they didn't have the information they needed to make sure that those firefighters did not run inside. How is this not the fault of the city? The fact that there was any judge that dismissed that case, it is infuriating.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're so pleased you're here. Jason, getting back to this. When we were together previously, unfortunately, right after that, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I would like to delve into, because you are outside of the school board, an observer of politics both domestically and internationally. I would like to your thoughts regarding that atrocity.
Yeah, it goes without saying, Jeff. Obviously, it's a huge tragedy. It was incredibly sad. You know, I never met Charlie Kirk, but it sent me into sorrow, intense sorrow, for over a week, just because of what it represented in our country. It's shocking, but it's not unpredictable. You know, we are not dealing with John F. Kennedy's Democrat Party in this country anymore, and we're not dealing with John F. Kennedy liberals. You know, the Kennedy family, they were Roman Catholics, and they understood where our rights came from, and a lot of the quote-unquote liberals of that era were civil libertarians. They were big on individual rights and freedoms because their views were moored to the transcendent. The left in our country today is increasingly atheistic, nihilistic, the foundations of their values is their own corrupt and perverse appetites. Political assassinations are not a great leap for people who don't believe they'll ever be held to eternal account for their actions. And I need to say that out loud and recognize that's what's going on. You know, these this type of violence seems to be coming largely from one side. I'm not saying that there aren't two sides that are capable of it, but, you know, you and I follow Ray Dalio's work, his book, The Changing World Order, and what he teaches is that in a late-stage empire, these are the types of things that happen. You have increasing polarization. You have two sides that cannot reconcile, and this is often the result. History repeats itself, this is some of the things that have happened in other countries that have been kind of in the stage of the cycle that we're in right now. So just incredible tragedy, a sign of the times, and hopefully we can somehow pull ourselves off the brink of this and it doesn't escalate further, but I'm not incredibly optimistic.
No, you can't be optimistic. I don't know if you were able to listen to any of the first hour. We were the left are now full-blown exposed and proud of being communists, and we all know that communists killed approximately 100 million people in the 20th century. Jason, you know, it's interesting that I'm not even going to mention the kid's name that apparently did that. But we were talking about in the first hour, as you alluded, there's so many on the left who are nihilistic, and they are getting to the youth today through sites such as Sniffy, and they're getting to the youth today through games such as Minecraft and Roblox that we talked about in the first hour. Those are the two games of which there are many where the player is able to interact with people, and this is how the satanic, demonic left, in many ways, are infiltrating our youth. So moving forward, because we're coming up against the end of our time, you write a blog known as The Red Pill Suburbanite. I love that. The Red Pill Suburbanite. If you will, give us, discuss the response you have experienced regarding writing about the subjects that you have. And I know that recently you encourage people to think more critically about the Israeli government. Can you touch on that a little bit, please?
Yeah, sure. So if folks Google The Red Pill Suburbanite, the blog will come up. I don't write a lot, but when I do write, it's something that's pressing on my heart.
It's quality, my friend, not quantity.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
So the last piece I wrote was about rethinking modern Israel. I called it Stolen Promises, Rethinking Modern Israel. The results have been interesting. Amongst folks that don't have a Zionist bent, the people that maybe are Christians more on the Presbyterian or Reformed end of the spectrum, I got a lot of positive response on the piece. Some folks said, hey, from a geopolitical standpoint, I have strategic reasons why I think the United States needs to continue their alliance with Israel, but, you know, your piece and the points you made were good. So that was kind of one area of response that I got. The folks that were more maybe in the evangelical camp and had been hearing certain things from the pulpit for decades, I just got a lot of quiet. So I had some folks that acknowledged that they read it, but they didn't provide an opinion. And I think there's a sense in which that's positive, because when you have decades upon decades of propaganda being thrown at you,
yes,
when people have been lying at you, lying at a place where people are supposed to tell the truth, like church, for years and years and years, it is going to take some time to get yourself unwired. I can think of, you know, incidents in my own life where I had certain dogmas, and those dogmas got challenged, and your first reaction is not to accept the challenge to your dogma. You go into a phase of deep thinking, and you change your opinion slowly. So overall, I think it was pretty positive. I think it's an issue I'll continue to tackle, and appreciate you highlighting it.
No, you wrote it. I read it. You wrote it in such a way, as you just alluded, where all you're doing is laying out the facts. And for those that have listened to me when I'm on the air, those who know me, that I live by one motto, which is the truth has no agenda. And as you just alluded, unfortunately, in our places of worship, it's been generations that this has been happening. But the article was done very well. It was done in a way that offended no one. You just laid it out there. So, in the waning seconds, Jason, give us your contact information. I want to thank you so much for being on the air. You've got about 20 seconds. Let it rip.
Thanks, Jeff. Best way to find me is on X. It is at Jason Decker, PA, but it is a Dutch surname spelled with two Ks. So it is at JasonDekkerPA. Don't put a C in there. You won't find me.
Jason, thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is Jeff McDonald on Casey & Company, sitting in for Sean Casey. Stand by for news with Julie Reitoff.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police have identified the woman who was killed in a double shooting on Wednesday. 28-year-old Yasmin Lee was found dead, along with a 30-year-old man, in a vehicle that crashed in the 700 block of Enser Street. Detectives will release the man's name after they have spoken with his family. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A third man has been convicted in the October 2020 murder of a man in Hagerstown. A jury found Raymond Campbell guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Daynard Johnson of Waynesboro. According to prosecutors, the shooting was revenge for the killing of Campbell's brother in Berkeley County, West Virginia. Campbell's defense attorney plans to file for an appeal. Co-defendants Alexander Brooks and Brock Smith were previously convicted. A woman indicted in connection with the death of a child has been located in Wicomico County. On Wednesday, the county sheriff's office asked for the public's help in locating Kiara Bradford. Investigators say Bradford is wanted on a circuit court indictment for involuntary manslaughter, first-degree child abuse resulting in death, second-degree child abuse, and other related charges. Details in the case are limited at this time, and more information will be released when available. The Baltimore Mayor's Office of Homeless Services says its winter shelter plan is in effect until 9 a.m. on Saturday as the cold temperatures settle in. Under the Code Purple activation, the city will provide shelters and other services for residents experiencing homelessness. There are a number of locations operating as warming centers throughout the city, and those in need of emergency shelter should call the Baltimore City Shelter Hotline. Coming up next, it's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. You can grab exactly what you need at an all-time high discount, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. Get slashed prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support or high-intensity omega-3s. Improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. 80% off during November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 728, and the pick 4 was 9589. Now, here's a check of the weather.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, blustery, and cold again today. Highs in the low 40s, but with winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Feels like we're in the upper 20s and low 30s this afternoon. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Lows fall into the mid-20s. More sunshine for your Saturday. Little bit less wind, but the chill sticks around with highs only in the low to mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's the Ravens game in a nutshell last night. The 32-14 jaw-dropper at the hands of the Bengals. The Ravens could have had a touchdown when Zay Flower hauled in a floater from Lamar in the end zone, but the referee unfortunately stepped in.
Offense.
It's a good call. It's a really good call.
Jason Garrett on the call, but the call, that is just a terrible miscommunication by Garrett. It was a ticky-tack call on Flowers, very little contact, but the call did stand and the touchdown was negated. And then they should have had a touchdown on this call from Lamar.
Jackson on second and nine. Look deep.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Jordan Battle punching it out at the goal line and puncturing a hole in the Ravens' five-game winning streak in the process. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he still has confidence in the struggling Ravens offense.
Of course. Absolutely. It's a National Football League. I mean, anybody that watches the National Football League, as a fan of the National Football League or covers the National Football League or watches the other games, understands that it's a week-to-week league.
High school football yesterday at United Stadium in Towson. The 105th Turkey Bowl goes to Calvert Hall. 28-24, the final over Loyola. Quarterback Oliver Knoll making amends for a rough outing last year, throwing two first-quarter touchdown passes. And defensive back Jordan Hicks' third pick of the season secured the Cardinals' win. 52-45-8. The Dons still lead the series all-time. The arms race heating up in the American League East 2 days after the Red Sox acquired Sonny Gray from the Cardinals, the defending AL champ Blue Jays make a move, signing free agent pitcher Dylan Cease to a 7-year deal, $210 million. The right-hander turns 30 next month, has seen his ERA rise in each of the last 3 seasons. College basketball, Michigan making a statement Wednesday night with a 40-point rout over Gonzaga in the Players Era title game, this coming one day after Gonzaga beat the Terps by 39. Maryland women's basketball making a statement over the holiday. The number 7 Terps picking up a hearty 95-38 Thanksgiving Day win over Hofstra one night after beating number 16 Kentucky 74-66. And finally, Brian Kelly's tenure as head football coach at LSU is officially over. The school firing Kelly on a Wednesday night without cause, and the happy Thanksgiving to him, and the saga will end up with LSU owing him $54 million not to coach the LSU Tigers. The time now is 7:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your Talk Radio, 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. From Addiction to Redemption, Fast and Hard by Matthew Tyner Sr. Every aspect of Matt's life was ruled by his addictions and brokenness, and in painful details, he shares how his dysfunctional behaviors impacted his family, his friends, and ultimately his career. Fast and Hard leaves no doubt about the power of addiction. It also shows, however, in great honesty, how one can move from the darkness into the light of God's love to enrich their family, friends, and community. Matt Tyner Sr., head coach of Towson University Baseball, welcome to Casey and Company and WCBM. It's my pleasure to have you here this morning.
My pleasure to be here, Jeff. Thank you very much for that kind introduction. I don't know if I can live up to that.
You'll live up to it. No worries at all. So, in reviewing your book, I've read quite a bit of it. My friend, I have to ask you, sir, how in the world are you still alive?
I've been asked that question many times, and my answer has always been the same: by the grace of God, Jeff. It's just he's got a plan for me, and yes. I know I'm still a work in progress.
Well, you discuss in the book negative and positive influences, and I'm not going to delve into your father. I want you to touch on that. However, Matt, I am going to read an excerpt from the book, if I may, regarding a period in your life when you didn't think you were going to go back to Miami. And you had someone that from a distance you didn't necessarily know, but you'd soon to find out the impact that Mort Melnick played in your life. My tuition and room, now this is after you didn't think you were going to be able to go back. My tuition and room and board were covered, but Mort wasn't done. He reached into one of his coat pockets, handed me an airline ticket, and told me my friend Zonnie Rawls was outside the bank, ready to take me to St. Louis to catch my plane later that night. He told me Michael would be at Miami. Michael is Mort's son. He told me Michael would be at Miami International to pick me up. If that wasn't enough, he reached into his other suit coat pocket and pulled out an envelope that contained $200. He said the money was a gift for me to use as spending money. Spend it wisely. Make it last the whole semester. If I needed more, I was to call him. I nodded and started to cry. I didn't know what to say or do. He wanted me to be a college kid and concentrate on school and baseball. Then it happened. I got my first Melnick hug. An incredible thing happened while I was in his arms. I felt safe. So, that being said, what touches me greatly about what I've been able to read in this book is the impact that men can have on boys and especially fathers. So if you will, touch a bit on both the positive and negative influences.
Outrageous. I can't believe that you brought that up. There are 340 some pages of book in there, and you brought that up. And what I've done for you is that I have recently returned from Rochester, Minnesota, where I saw Mort Melnick this weekend. Jeff, there is Mort Melnick.
Mort, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Mort Melnick still looks like he's in great health. He has beautiful gray hair, of which I have none, and of which Matt is follically challenged as well. But Mr. Melnick is also playing the piano.
Mr. Melnick at 94 years old.
God bless him.
Michael Melnick was my best friend growing up and is my best friend now, and he challenged me at this fall to come and see his parents at least one more time before. And as soon as baseball was over for me, I boarded a Southwest jet and flew up to Minneapolis. He picked me up, and I spent last Sunday with Mort and Debbie, both of them. And one's 94, one's 91, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. I hope it was for them. But yes, he was the positive influence in my life. He, I had seen him and Michael hug before, and I was like, "Gosh, what is that?"
All right, hold on. I got to stop you there, because I've got to paint that picture since we're on the radio.
Yep.
Matt was, I forget the reason, but that's irrelevant, was sitting in his car, I guess at the end of the street or whatever, and Mr. Melnick and his son Mike were playing one-on-one hoops. And they were going at it hard. And Matt was observing this, again, from afar. But what touched Matt most was at the end of the game, he saw them embrace. And I will say this about that, that the flood of emotions that Matt talks about in the book must be read, but also we need to understand that Matt's father's support during his time was minimal, and his parting shot will live for me forever. I wanted to share the news with him before anyone else. Now, I'm fast-forwarding, and I want you to touch what this was in reference to. But he left the house for his Southern Illinois home before we could talk. All I could think about was a word he used to say to me often. Y-O, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So what a contradiction between Mr. Melnick, and I mean no offense to your dad, I'm only reading from the book, and the love, and I know your dad loved you, but the way your dad showed love.
A big love-hate relationship, and I think, you know, when you're describing positive and negative, when I saw the hug between Mr. Melnick and Michael, I sat there for a moment and said, that's how I will raise my children. I will give hugs, you know, and what a great affirmation. I mean... You can give your kid anything you want to, but the best thing you can give him is a hug and pat on the back and encouragement. And that's what Mr. Melnick did. You know, my father and I basically lived in a world where it was a challenge. You know, did I do it? And if I did I do it right? And how right was right? Did it have to be perfect? And, you know, it was one of those things where it was never enough. And I kind of had that feeling with him. He was a blue-collar guy, you know, and I get it. That was the way he was raised. He came from a farm in Southern Illinois where, you know, if you did things stupidly, it cost you time and money, and that's the way he trained me. I do credit him with giving me my work ethic, I can tell you that much. I mean, from 8 a.m. until 12:30 every waking summer day in my high school years, I was out working construction with him, and you know, I learned to hate the summers. I much preferred going to school and getting up and, you know, at the crack of dawn and swinging the sledgehammer. But you know, I think it made me strong and gave me an opportunity to play a great game of baseball.
So are there any other positive and negative influence you'd like to discuss, or should we move on?
No, I think, you know, Skip Bertman and Ron Frazier were two huge positive influences in my life. I got to see exactly what a professional looked like in the game of baseball. Grady Little comes to mind as another positive influence on me. I mean, these are guys that absolutely loved me. I mean, they wanted me to do well, and because of my addictions, and it wasn't going to happen for me at that point in time. My uncle was a God-fearing man, and you know, he was just, you know, he just kept challenging me to listen to the Lord, and I kept going, yeah, we'll talk on my time frame, but not yours, you know. So it was, I mean, those are all positive influences. I didn't have to look very far for negative influences. You go into any bar in the world, you can find a
yes.
negative influence on you,
yes.
you know. So that and the drug addict that I was, it was, you know, didn't have to look too far, Gary.
You know, it's interesting, Matt. When you talk about, you're saying, yeah, God, I'll get to you. The thing about God is he's not overbearing. There are periods in our life and incidents in our lives, and we all know there's no coincidences in life, where he's just sort of knocking very quietly, saying, you know what? I'm here when you're ready. I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching over you, but I'm here when you're ready. So do you want to talk a little bit about, before we go to break, real quick, about how you became addicted? Because it's evident in the book from a very young age, you knew and others knew that you had an incredible gift from God for athleticism.
Absolutely. And I also had that incredible allergy to alcohol and drugs, and it just continued. To grab me and bring me into that downward spiral. I was a professional alcoholic way before I even got to the University of Miami. All that Miami did was just open my eyes to other things. I mean, think of Miami in the 70s. It was just incredible. It was fast-paced. I wanted to be so much a part of that. It was just an opportunity for me to, a fledgling opportunity for me to expand my professionalism in alcoholism and drug addiction. So I would say mission accomplished.
So you what you're saying is there was a lot of truth to Miami Vice.
Yes, sir. There was a lot of truth to Miami Vice. It was everywhere and very easily accessible and way ahead of the times. You know, I was from the greater Midwest, and I remember going down there, and friends of mine from Jersey introduced me to cocaine at that time, and I was like, what is that? You know, and they're like, well, if you're going to try it, you might as well try it with us. And I was like, okay, and I remember doing it the first time, and I felt like I was 14 years old. You know, my body did not hurt. I felt like I could run the 109 flat, all which would have been great times. And I just said, man, if there ever was a drug that was, you know, created for me, it was that. So I jumped on the train and didn't get off for a long time.
Yeah, and I think the Grateful Dead wrote a song, something called Driving That Train High on Cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. So, Michelle, why don't we go to break now, if we may, and then we'll pick this up on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening this morning. I am with the author of Fast and Hard, Matthew Tyner Sr., From Addictions to Redemption. We'll be right back here on Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. We'll be right back.
680 WCBM, Baltimore's news talk station.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Fox 45 News, the watchdog of local government.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
We challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
So what is the plan for more long-term solutions heading into this next session?
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News, investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
When you're running down a dream, let us keep you informed. Bookmark it, WCBM.com, and the WCBM free mobile app.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I hope you are finding this morning's show as profound and interesting as I, because we've had some great guests this morning thus far. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. With me this morning is Matt Tyner Sr., author of From Addiction to Redemption. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Fast and Hard, and it does live up to its title. So, Matt, during the break, we were talking about, you were surprised that I mentioned Mr. Melnick, who was a father figure to you, even though you loved your father dearly in the book, and as you alluded, it was a tumultuous relationship, and we were talking about how I am such a strong father advocate, because I think that if father stayed involved today, we wouldn't be dealing with so much that we are. So my question to you is, talk to me about the importance of family.
It's funny that you mentioned the Melnicks. I told you that I've just gotten back. I've done reviews with people. They've never found that information to be the most fitting to review. And we dropped a podcast yesterday, Jeff, regarding early life in the Melnick family, the Bush family, and the Tyner family. And it's just so important, I think, for us as family to look at what addiction and alcoholism and things like that do to the family unit if yes. the child grows up in it. And unfortunately for me, my mom and my dad both, my father might have brushed being an alcoholic, but my mom was a full-fledged, and it just, you know, it tore the fabric of our unit, and it gave me the doorway. You know, I got to see it, and then I got to sample it, and when I felt that euphoric feeling of freedom, you know, I was running on empty, of course. I had no spiritual footing whatsoever. So it just, you know, life, you see it, you do it. And I became the next generation alcoholic. And I think back to my friends that did not come from that and how great they have become in their own family. And then they've raised great sons and daughters. And you're right. I mean, protect, provide, and prophesize
mm-hmm.
did not happen in my house. You know, and it didn't really happen for me as a father until I decided to get sober at age 42. At age 42, and I'm just here to stress that it doesn't matter, 22, 32, 42, 82,
amen.
You can change. You can change. You know, if you do a couple things. One, you got to get sober, and two, you got to give your life to a higher power, and my higher power is God. So, you know, it does work.
Well, very profound, and it's interesting that there's a segment in the book. Wait, speaking of fathers, where, and I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because of how pathetic it is that your mother became involved with one of your friends who subsequently became your stepfather. And I think people, we're going to skim over that. I think people need to read about that in the book Fast and Hard by Matt Tyner. But what I want to try to, because time always flies on radio, talk to me a little bit more about, like you just said, change can happen at any time. Talk to me about being the change you wish to see in the world, if you will, please.
Love it. You and I talked briefly about coincidence, and
yes,
and, you know, I just
there are none.
I just don't feel like there is any.
They're not.
I mean, there was a reason why you asked me about Melnick and why I just yes. went to Melnick. There's
yes.
a reason why we talked about family and we just dropped the podcast. There's a reason why I'm sitting here, and it's all based off a change. And you know, you alluded to it this morning in other talk that you've had with other guests. You have a choice about your involvement, what you want to do, what you want to see, what you want to be. And I'm not talking about political, and I'm not talking about spiritual. I'm just talking about what you want to become.
Yes.
You know, but the first thing you got to do is you got to look in the mirror. You got to find out if you like who's staring back at you. You know, and if you just start there, I mean it, just start there.
I agree.
And then go from that particular photo in your mind and say, yes, I like that guy. Well, if you do, then work on improvement. And what mental and what physical improvements can you make? Well, that doesn't have an age limit to it. And then if you don't like that person, you got to do the same thing. You got to do some personal inventories. You got to figure out where you fit in God's world and go to work on it. I mean, it's not easy. If you've taken the path of destruction, fix it. It can be done. Because, I mean, you read most of the book, Jeff. You asked me, how am I still alive? By God's grace.
Yes.
But I'm an educated individual. I know the difference between right and wrong. I just chose not to do it. And that's the new thing. I mean, you know, I may never know when I'm doing the right thing, but I know now when I'm doing the wrong thing 100% of the time. That's a great character defect finder. You know what I'm saying? That's my litmus test. Because if I know I'm going to go do the wrong thing, then I've got to pay the consequence. I just choose not to do that anymore, man. I want to live a life of love. I want to help people. I want to get it out there, and I want to see what I can do. So I know as my baseball career comes to you know, I'm on the downslope. I'm certainly not at 67 years old. I'm not going out looking for a new job. You know, this Towson's been phenomenal to me. And when I decide to hang it up, I'll hang it up. But I think God's message to me is, hey, go out there and preach hope, preach love, and find out if there's anybody else that you can go help. I'm going to get trained on going back into the jails in Baltimore County and tell my story to those people in the jails now, because I think it's a grassroots effort. Amen. And I want to start there. So yep. Tomorrow morning, I'm in training.
Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. So, again, you're currently the head baseball coach at Towson University. We have about a minute left. Real quick, what inspired you to write the book? A, you just told us what is anticipated for the next step in your life. And B, let us know within 1 minute how people can get a hold of Fast and Hard, From Addictions to Redemption.
One of my childhood friends, Bill Helm, became a reverend, and he challenged me to write the book. That was my inspiration. He said, Matt Tyner, your story will help people. And once I believed it, I wrote it. And his wife, I've long lost Bill in 2021. So Anita, his wife, is one of the co-authors. And, of course, Michael Melnick is also one of the co-authors. So between the three of us, the Power Trio, I think we wrote a pretty good book. You can find the book on Amazon. You can find the book on my website, MatthewTynerSenior.com. Thank you so much for having me on here. I really have enjoyed the conversation, Jeff. Anytime, any place.
MatthewTynerSenior.com?
Correct.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I got to be very transparent. I am not a fan of Amazon at all. So I am going to encourage you, and Matt, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning. From Addictions to Redemptions, Fast and Hard, Matt Senior, Matt Tyner Senior. Ladies and gentlemen, it is well worth the read. It's worth the gift this year. Matt also spent time in the Orioles organization. You'll learn about that in the book. Matt Tyner Sr., again, thank you so much for being with me. From Addiction to Redemption, Fast and Hard. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the news. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. One of the two National Guard soldiers shot in Washington, D.C. at midweek has lost her fight for life. President Trump delivered the tragic news last night.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person, started service in June of 2023, outstanding in every way. She's just passed away.
The other shooting victim, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, remains in critical condition. Brigadier General Leland Blanchard is with the D.C. National Guard. He says the ambush attack only strengthens the resolve of his troops to carry out the president's mission.
I will say that the District of Columbia National Guard, this task force, is more committed this morning to the president's directive to make D.C. safe and beautiful.
The accused gunman is a foreigner, an Afghan national admitted to the U.S. by President Biden in 2021. And it seems that's the last straw for President Trump.
In a blistering late-night post on social media, President Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who undermine domestic tranquility.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. 128 and counting, the death toll in the Hong Kong high-rise fire continues to increase. Fast-moving blaze ripped through seven buildings where renovation work had been underway. Wall Street gets back to business today following the Thanksgiving break. It will be a shortened trading day with the market closing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The market scored a four-day win streak prior to a holiday break. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-367-2816. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-367-2816 or biglou.com.
Good Friday morning. It's 8:03 and here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and blustery today and chilly with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour, highs in the low 40s, feel like temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s. Mostly clear and frigid again tonight, lows fall into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Reiter with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. An investigation is underway after a Baltimore Police patrol vehicle was involved in a crash on Thanksgiving. The accident happened shortly after 6 p.m. at Hanover and Poteet Streets. The officer and the other driver were hurt in the crash, and they were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has announced funding for eviction and homelessness prevention through the Community Schools Rental Assistance Program. Qualified families and students in 8 jurisdictions may now submit applications for assistance to help pay past due rent or utility bills and costs related to renting a home, including security deposits. To qualify, a household must have a student enrolled in a community school in a participating jurisdiction and demonstrate an obligation to pay rent and experience housing instability, like the risk of eviction or utility shutoff. Households may be eligible for up to 15 months of assistance. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens fans began to party in the stadium last night with about 7 minutes left to play, some even earlier, after witnessing 5 turnovers and numerous penalties on the hometown team. Baltimore falling hard and somewhat unexpectedly to the Bengals. 32-14 was the final. The Ravens offense playing poorly most of the night, and after the game, Lamar didn't really have a lot of answers.
I don't know. I can't call it. I really can't. I don't want to make nothing up. I felt like we was doing things pretty good on the field. We got first downs. We drove the ball down the field sometimes. And then a turnover happened, a mishap, you know, here and there.
The loss drops the Ravens a half game behind the Steelers in the AFC North. Pittsburgh will be at home against Buffalo on Sunday. Elsewhere in the NFL, how about them Cowboys yesterday against the Chiefs?
3rd and 10. Going to the end zone, and he's there! It's Lamb who converts for the third time on third down on this drive, and it's a touchdown. touchdown.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS. Dak Prescott with 320 yards in the air, 112 of them to CeeDee Lamb, as Dallas holds off Kansas City 31-28, injecting themselves right back into the playoff picture in the NFC. Elsewhere, the Packers went into Detroit and damaged the Lions' playoff chances, 31-24 the final, behind four touchdown passes from Jordan Love. And finally, the world of golf, mourning the loss of Fuzzy Zeller today, a two-time major champion whose career was tainted by a racially insensitive joke about a young Tiger Woods. Zeller was 74, cause of death not released. Coming up in 30 minutes, something that Orioles manager Craig Albernaz has done that no manager has done before. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. Thank you so much for being here this morning. If you were with me in the last hour, we talked to Matt Turner, TSU head coach and author of Fast and Hard. Matt talked about the podcast that he does on Spotify called Tough Talks with Tyner. I cannot stress to you enough, as someone who's read just about the entire book, it is an awesome book and it would be a great gift for this holiday season. Before we get to what is our want, every time I am a host on WCBM, we will do the Fitness and Nutrition Hour. But first, Leslie in Ellicott City, you have been waiting for a long time. Thank you very much for that. And what are your thoughts this morning, Leslie?
Well, waiting is patience and love. But I want to thank you, Mr. McDonald, for you speaking up and standing up for the truth. Yeah, I never heard truth has no agenda. That's so true. But God does.
Yes.
And your two guests, Mr. Decker and Mr. Tyner, we let our kids down because we're such a selfish society and full of self-indulgence and the greed. It's just human greed. And if people will turn to God, and Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 7, you know, you teach your children the Ten Commandments. And, you know, this is where we've let our kids down. In Proverbs, you train them up in his way, and that's the way they will go. And it's God's laws, not man's laws, that will prevail.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? I want to encourage you, Leslie, to keep listening, because in this hour, as I do every time I'm on, we are going to talk about fitness and nutrition that has everything to do with the family and also, obviously, our children. So, Leslie, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your wonderful comments. I hope you have a glorious and blessed day.
You also. I support WCBM. I'm a loyal listener. Rush Limbaugh, Kim Klasick, you know, the truth. I'm sorry, it's the truth.
No, the truth has no agenda. And the late, great Rush Limbaugh, and lest we forget, never forget, the late, great Tom Maher, and less consolving, among others. Leslie, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great call by Leslie. as I was alluding, when I'm on the air on WCBM, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company, I always believe in discussing in the last hour fitness and nutrition. And with me this morning is Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics. He'll discuss Metabolics in just a minute. And also Michelle Dool, who is president of MHD Health Services. So ladies first, Michelle, tell us a little bit about M as in Mary, H as in Harry, D as in David Health Services.
Hey, good morning and happy Thanksgiving weekend. Listen, I've been doing healthcare for a while and more in the hospital, more critical care when you get there. And what I realized over time, over 20, 30 years, is that there is so much we can do to remain out of the hospital,
Amen.
To remain healthy, that we're just not really doing. So I ended up starting MHD Health Services and going back for my family nurse practitioner just to try to make a difference in that.
Okay. And Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics.
So I've been doing this in every discipline for 35 years, and that's sort of how I got to know Michelle, because Michelle really comes more from the same mindset that I do as far as functional medicine and, you know, disease prevention, things along those lines. So that's sort of how our relationship started. And you know, we've got this enormous problem within our country as far as healthcare is concerned. People can't afford it. You know, people ask me all the time, like, you know, how do you afford healthcare? I'm like, well, you know, don't get sick.
Don't get sick.
Don't get sick. It's the easiest way.
Don't get sick. all right. So also, Tony's being a bit humble here. Metabolics is not only a fitness consultants, but Metabolics, and I'm saying this from a first-person user, Metabolics has tremendous boutique supplements. So it's Metabolics.
.net.
Metabolics.net. Metabolics.net. Michelle, do you have a website? If you don't, that's all right.
I do. It's MHD Health Services. Yeah, .com.
MHD. Mm-hmm. M as in Mary, H as in Harry, D mm-hmm. as in David, healthservices.com, mm-hmm. metabolics.net. All right. So we're coming off the biggest feast day annually, Thanksgiving, and people overeat, overindulge, whatever. And also, don't forget about Blacked Out Wednesday evening, which is actually the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, has become the biggest drinking night of the year. It has surpassed, apparently, New Year's Eve. So that being said, a lot of people wake up this morning, oh, I can't believe I ate so much, I can't believe I drank so much. Let's talk about some natural elixirs that they can do outside of, as Tony alluded to, staying the heck out of the hospitals and staying the heck out of doctor's offices. Who wants to go first?
You want to talk about mitigating weight gain. This is the shortest time of the year with the most amount of weight gain.
Yes.
Thanksgiving until the beginning of the year, which is very common. It's a part of our culture. We overindulge, as you said, alcohol, foods that we don't normally eat, things along those lines. But beyond that, there's still another 11 months out of the year. And that's really where the problem is. That's where everything lies. So if you think you're going to fix this thing between Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's not going to happen.
No.
And, you know, you've seen the attention that's been given to the obesity epidemic in our country. And that starts with the kids. That goes all the way down. I mean, these kids today, we're talking about 70% of their diet comes from processed food. For an adult, it's 60% of their diet. You know, we need a cultural change. We need a mindset change. It's a total, like, time to hit the reset button type thing. And I tell people all the time, like, you can work out, you know, once a day, every day, 7 days a week, but you're still going to need to eat 3 to 5 times a day. So there's one opportunity to fail as far as physical activity, but there's 3 to 5 times to fail when it comes to eating.
And we are what we eat. So what? And notwithstanding, you made a great point, Tony. It's not going to happen between Thanksgiving and January 1 for obvious reasons, but also this is hibernation season. Typically, we get up when it's dark. By the time we're done working, it's dark. So I'd like to touch on that, too. But let's start with nutrition. And you just said something that I think is near and dear to all of our hearts, which is, my golly, our diet has become nothing but over, ridiculously over-processed food. And like Tony, you and I have talked, and Michelle, you and I as well, and the three of us, about take a photo from Ocean City, Maryland, from, I'm going to use the 70s, from the 70s to the early 80s, and then put that next to a photo of the same areas today, and you've gone from 90% of people being, you know, relatively in shape to now, unfortunately, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, many people looking like they're beached whales. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, the body composition of America has changed since the 1970s dramatically. 5% of the population, 5% of children were obese back in the 1970s, and now it's over 20%. That's almost 15 million children that are categorized as obese.
That's like four times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's something that's really been, you know, brought to the forefront. Say what you want about RFK and the new administration, but they have really started to attack this thing and point the fingers to where the problem actually is. You know, and it's not going to happen overnight. It needs to be across the board. So until we change the mindset, not much is going to change, you know.
Yeah, so when you say that you can't argue with RFK because of his track record. His track record is phenomenal. Touch a little bit on how, from the 70s until now, some of the differences in diet and what can someone simply do to you know, we realize it's hard, but what are some little things incrementally they can do that could eventually make a huge difference?
When you look at the amount of ultra-processed food in our diet, okay?
Name a couple.
Oh, walk through the middle of any commercial store. I mean, you know, there's a statistic that in the early 1900s, people only ate about 25 foods. I mean, staple foods. That
can
was
you
it.
Name a few of them?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. You know, it was like eggs and milk and cheese.
Whole
and,
milk.
Yeah, whole milk. I mean,
raw milk.
Yeah, raw milk. You know, basically natural foods. The proliferation of the processed foods came much, much later, and that was with the advent of cereal. So if you remember, when we were younger, cereal had sort of a small little section in the store, and now it's got its own dedicated aisle. Yeah, and that's all marketed to the children. Again, going back to the kids, you know, it's they put these colorful characters on these boxes. Toys in the boxes, you know, things along those lines. And those cereals in the beginning were actually made from natural grains. So that's kind of like gotten off the rails. The majority of that stuff is, you know, it's processed with sugar, you know, as well as other additives that do nothing for these children. There's no bioavailability of those nutrients. So, you know, you look at that obesity problem and say it starts at the breakfast table, and it continues all day long. I always have a very simple saying, and I teach this to kids when they're young. I taught it to my kids. And I say, if it's in a bag, a box, or a can, don't eat it.
Bag or box or can.
Don't eat it, right? If it's got an expiration date of 2 years, there's nothing in that food. Right? So we look at the foods that we try to push people towards, and it's sort of, and I've got sayings for that too. If it runs, if it flies, if it swims, you can eat it. If you can dig it out of the ground, pick it off a tree, you know, you can pretty much eat it. But again, if it's in a bag, a box, or a can, don't touch it.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. And again, this is Jeff McDonald filling in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We're here with health and nutrition experts Tony DeCesar and Michelle Duell. We'll be right back to talk more about how what we put into our body results to what we become. We'll be right back.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, We thrive together.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the latest seditious act by the Democrat Party. They're trying to spark a civil war in the military, divide the military, and divide the country. As far as I'm concerned, y'all can go to hell. You, California, New York, go to hell. Form your own damn union. In a year, you'll be crawling over the wall to get back here because you'll have no tax base, no industry. Do it. Please. Create your own damn socialist utopia.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. With me this morning for the balance of the show are Tony DeCesar of Metabolics and Michelle Dool of MHD Health Services. Tony, we were talking about overprocessed food and cereal, and it's funny. And then we're going to go into the importance of lab work. But during the break, I was thinking. I remember as a child, basically there were four cereals: Corn Flakes, Wheaties, Raisin Bran, and what was the one? I just went out of my brain. The guy that the marathon runner, Grape Nuts. Remember Grape Nuts? So, and like you said, Tony, now there's an entire aisle. So wrap up with that, and then let's talk about the importance of lab work.
So the ultra-processed foods, the things that you find in the middle of the store, cause an enormous impact on your body, particularly if it's been processed. We tell people to come in to see us. We give them a list of foods to eat. It's in the very simple green, yellow, red zone. You know, green is good, yellow sometimes, and red is never. And the problem with the grains in America is that they've all been sprayed and processed, yes. And there's no value to that food. You know, it's been just destroyed as far as nutrient goes. So the thing about those processed foods is it causes a dramatic impact on your metabolism, which is why having lab work done, and we do very simple things like use glucose monitors on people to see what the impact of those foods are. But then you have to go to the next layer, which is kind of where Michelle comes in, because most people only get their lab work or their blood work done like once a year. And your doctor looks at it and says, make these corrections and come back next year. And that's just not sufficient enough.
And is the lab work as comprehensive as it should be?
I'll let Michelle answer that.
There's a great segue. So, Michelle, I'm hearing, well, we're collectively hearing so much about this, that the tests that's done in the average general physician's office when they send you off for blood is not nearly as in-depth as it should be.
Well, I'm going to start by saying, you know, most of the time people get lab work and they're just told, your lab work was good, and that's it. You don't really know what lab work you had done, what the numbers mean. Does it mean kidney function? Does it mean your liver function? Does it mean your heart health? And one thing I do is go through each lab with each individual, just so they know what this particular lab is, what it means, so that they can carry that with them wherever they go and to whatever healthcare provider. The other, and that's not, I'm not sort of blaming healthcare providers. We are crunched on time. We are only reimbursed for so much time, which is why I sort of do this on my own, so that I'm not crunched or held by, you know,
the constraints
of insurance.
Yes.
But the other thing is the comprehensiveness of them. And I'll go the other step and say what we're calling normal. So, you know, we have these normals, and what I find very often is what we're told is normal might not be normal for each individual. A very easy one to talk about as an example that I really believe in is vitamin D. And that is, they'll say the normal is between 40 and 80 on your lab work. And so someone can be sitting at 40 and be considered normal. When really your goal should be 80. And
wow.
I will tell everyone that, and I'm sure Tony will agree with me, that 80 is really where you want to be.
So double 80 is where you should be, then what they're saying is good.
Yeah, I'm just saying the normal is 40 to 80, and you may not have never have even looked at that. And that's just one example. I look at labs in a chunk. One is thyroid health. We've really just our environment, our foods, just everything has really affected our thyroid, and we are not always testing that fully. There's also autoimmune diseases that are really cropping up with that, and we don't always take a look at those. So that's like the root cause of maybe your thyroid. And really, your thyroid affects your entire body,
mm-hmm.
how you feel, how it functions,
yes.
how you think, how you sleep, how you look. So it's really important. And most of the time, you will get one lab done, and really there are four and then, you know, two autoimmune that can be done. The other I'll just throw out as an example because I think it's really important is sometimes, not all the time, people check what they call an A1C. That's a buzzword. That's a three-month average of what your glucose is. You hear a lot about that with diabetes and hyperglycemia. So a lot of people are used to hearing about that. And a glucose, and they'll say a fasting glucose. But what is rarely looked at, rarely, of all the lab work I've reviewed from other people, meaning they'll bring me lab work from other healthcare providers, and I'll review it to see what they've had done, I have had only two, that have ever had a fasting insulin done. And a lot of times...
Two out of how many?
Oh.
100, 150.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And a lot of times when I'll say, have you had your fasting insulin done? In their mind, they're thinking, yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've had this either A1C done or their fasting glucose done. It's super telling. And it's very telling for female health as far as, you know, infertility. A lot of people are talking about, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome right now. It's a very real issue with females, and fasting insulins are very important.
Very interesting. So real quick, before we go to break, we have about 1 minute. You mentioned thyroid and how important it is, and then you mentioned foods. Elaborate on, I don't know, I always go back to the foods that so much could be changed through nutrition. Can you touch on the foods related to thyroids,
well,
please?
I just think thyroid is something that has been impacted over the years when we talk about our processed foods, when we talk about our pesticides, when we talk about our genetically altered wheat products and grains, and all of that impacts how our thyroid works.
Very interesting. All right, so let's do this. We're coming up on a break with news and Julie Reiter in about 30 seconds. But when we get back, can we touch on, is there, you know, you hear so much about organic foods. Can we touch on the truth regarding organic foods, please? All right. We will be right back. I am Jeff McDonald on Casey & Company, sitting in for Sean Casey. Now, Julie Reiter and the news.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a shooting in Woodlawn. Investigators say a woman in the 5700 block of Johnny Cake Road was shot just after 11 on Thanksgiving morning. The victim was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The suspect is reportedly known to the victim, and police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. Baltimore police have identified the woman who was killed in a double shooting on Wednesday. 28-year-old Yasmin Lee was found dead along with a 30-year-old man in a vehicle that crashed in the 700 block of Ensor Street. Detectives will release the man's name after they've spoken with his family. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A third man has been convicted in the October 2020 murder of a man in Hagerstown. A jury found Raymond Campbell guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Daynard Johnson of Waynesboro. According to prosecutors, the shooting was revenge for the killing of Campbell's brother in Berkeley County, West Virginia. Campbell's defense attorney plans to file for an appeal. Co-defendants Alexander Brooks and Brock Smith were previously convicted. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown co-leads a multi-state filing against a federal government demand for voter database information. The legal brief says the federal request exceeds its authority. Brown claims that the effort to collect the information threatens individual privacy and collective confidence in elections. And the 44th annual B. Gaddy Thanksgiving dinner served more than 50,000 people in Baltimore Thursday. Meals were served at American Legion Post 285 on McEldery Street, and there was also a to-go option. B. Gaddy's daughter, Cynthia Brooks, says the event began in 1981 when her mother used some lottery winnings to feed 49 neighbors. B. Gaddy's dying wish in 2001 was for the tradition to continue. Well, coming up next, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Well, these are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 728, and the pick 4 was 9589. Now, here's a check of the weather.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, blustery, and cold again today. Highs in the low 40s, but with winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour, feels like we're in the upper 20s and low 30s this afternoon. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, lows fall into the mid-20s. More sunshine for your Saturday, little bit less wind, but the chill sticks around, with highs only in the low to mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, 3 Super Bowl contenders went splat yesterday on Thanksgiving Day, including one right here in Baltimore. Talking about the Ravens, of course, who fell hard to the Joe Burrow-led Bengals.
Pressure comes, picked up, Burrow, Yosivash, touchdown, Cincinnati!
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Andre Yosivash from Princeton University, no less, schooling the Ravens defense on that 29-yarder as Joe Burrow returns and throws 2 touchdown passes in Cincinnati's 32-14 win over Baltimore. The loss breaks the Ravens' 5-game winning streak, leaves them at 6-6 on the year, 1.5 game behind the Steelers, who host the Bills Sunday at 1. Meanwhile, in Dallas, it was the Chiefs who needed a win against the Cowboys.
3rd and goal. Can they convert here? Prescott looking around in trouble.
He did.
Flips it to Williams for the touchdown at the last moment. Javonte was open and waiting for it.
Jim Nantz had the call on CBS, a dagger from Zach Prescott to Javonte Williams early in the 4th, right through the suddenly invincible hearts of the Chiefs. And the Cowboys hold on for a 31-28 win over Kansas City. And then on to Detroit, where Jordan Love put on a Thanksgiving Day show.
Love loads up. Going deep. Christian Watson down there. He's got it! Touchdown, Packers!
Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox Love with four touchdown passes yesterday, spoiling Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. 31-24 was the final. High school football yesterday, Calvert Hall prevails in the 105th Turkey Bowl at United Stadium. 28-24 the final over Loyola Blakefield. It was attended by 8,000 yesterday in the morning chill. Both the NHL and the NBA were off yesterday, but the Caps back in action tonight, taking on the Maple Leafs at 5 p.m. at Capital One Arena. And the Caps are hot. They've won five of their last six. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the team's turnaround.
I think we've just flipped it from that stretch that we had after the start, where now we're finding ways to win games. I thought
puck drops at 5 p.m. tonight in D.C. And finally, if there's anyone wondering about the baseball playing career of new Orioles manager Craig Albernaz, well, it never really amounted to much. But Albernaz never made it to the majors, but he does hold one distinction that no MLB manager can claim.
Appearance for Albernaz since July 2nd. Pitch from Diamond, a swing, a fly ball, hit well, deep to left field. This has a chance. Did you? To the ball. It's a grand slam on the first pitch for Albernaz. Can you believe it?
Craig Albernaz, as a member of the Durham Bulls baseball team, back in the day will become the first manager in MLB history to hit the iconic snorting bull at the Durham Bulls Stadium, made famous in the movie Bull Durham, and you heard it here first on WCBM. On this day in sports history, take you back 130 years, 1895, old-time Chicago. America's first auto race is organized by the Chicago Times-Herald. It went from Chicago to Evanston and back 55 miles, and the cars averaged 7 miles per hour. On this date in baseball history, 1972, the L.A. Dodgers trade Frank Robinson to the California Angels. And in 1974, Bowie Kuhn suspends Yankees owner George Steinbrenner for 2 years following his federal conviction for illegal campaign contributions. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on this Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and in this hour, we are discussing fitness and nutrition with Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and also Michelle Duhl, president of MHD Health Services. And on that note, we're going to go to Richard on the Eastern Shore, and Richard, you'd like to talk about health benefits.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was recommended to a health advocate down in Florida, and she sent me her information. She said, well, I need to get a blood test and check all my vital signs in that test, which I did, and I sent it to her. And then she sent back what I needed to do. And, well, one thing was I had to drink 60 ounces of water a day. She said, you're dehydrated. Then she said, she got me on a protein, grass-fed protein, and a multivitamin, and all of these, she's checked out to see how good they are. And then ultimate D3, 2X, omega D3, CoQ10, and milk thistle. And she gave me the directions what to take and how many to take. And so, and it also showed up that I had, my testosterone was zero. So she had to give me a cream that you rub on your either armpits or other places in your body. So I didn't really feel pretty good, but at times you don't feel pretty good. So since I've gotten this, it seems to be I'm pretty level. And also she got me on fiber 3 in her recommendations. So it does help, and you think you're okay, but when you get the full gamut of your vital signs, then you see what you're short on. So that's all I want.
No, don't hang up, Richard. Don't hang up. We've got two experts here, and they've been listening to what you have to say. So Tony and Michelle, if you will, let's discuss this with Richard.
I'm going to defer to Michelle on this one since that's her wheelhouse.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Noah, thanks for calling in. I think exactly what you've talked about is a little, you know, it's a touch on what we're saying. Everything you sort of mentioned, especially, you know, your vitamin D, your CoQ10. It sounds like she had you get comprehensive labs done and also sort of gave you advice on what to eat to improve and hormones, hormone health. That's something I think is very important that a lot of practitioners aren't comfortable checking on. So I'm really glad you're feeling better.
And Michelle, any other advice that Richard, you can maybe glean from Richard?
She told me more or less, you put sweet and low in your coffee or whatever. She told me stay off of all dairy products, cheese, milk. She said get either almond milk, oat milk.
Well, dairy can be a cause of inflammation in some people. We're all different, and that's really what I'm about. And so staying away from dairy for you may be very good. Other people, it may be staying away from grains or something like that. But the artificial sweeteners is what you are talking about. Yes, they're known to do a lot of detrimental things to our body.
Richard, do you have to have sweeteners in your coffee or whatever?
I used to drink with, either sugar or sweet and low or something like that. And then I started putting honey in it and to sweeten it up. And then I could drink it black. But she said, well, you don't want to use honey right now, so it won't hurt you. But she recommended on a sweetener as a monk fruit, M-O-N-K fruit, plant-based sugar alternative.
The other thing, Richard, that a lot of people don't mind, I don't know if you'd like to try it, is your protein. I don't know what kind of protein you're using. I know you said grass-fed, but there are a lot of people, including myself, who mix a bit of our protein in with our coffee, and it sort of works. So I don't know if you'd want to try that.
Yeah, she told me I could put it in with anything, just about. And it's a grass-fed, and it's called WHEY, protein.
Whey.
Isolate. Whey, yeah.
Okay.
And it's in a 2-pound bag. You mix it up every morning, drink it. So, 1 cup.
Very good.
So, I getting away from, when you go in and look at one of them, I won't name the brand of cakes and stuff when you go into them. Well, I don't eat them anymore because I can't read the label and I don't understand the label.
Well, there you go. If you can't understand it, don't ingest it.
That's by design.
Yes.
That is 100% by design. Those labels, the way that they're presented now, the average consumer does not understand that.
Amen.
You look at the macronutrients, the proteins, the carbs, the fats, etc., but the information is below that, and it's usually in very small print, 8-point font in some cases, and that's the ingredient list. And the ingredient list is a much bigger issue than the actual content, because some of those ingredients are not bioavailable. Your body doesn't recognize what it is. So the bioavailability is going to be lower in some cases, than natural foods or whole foods. So that's why it's important for people to understand. And that goes back to the whole conversation about the educating the kids, because they want to get nutrition back into the curriculum. And I had that stuff when I was in, like, middle school in the old, what's it called, the old home ec class. You know,
yes.
They taught you how to read a fact panel. And now it looks nothing like it did before. So I think what you're doing is great. The only caveat to that is that I think that if you elevate your heart rate for 30 to 60 minutes every single day, it will improve all of those things that you were talking about.
Yeah, well, she told me to walk a mile and exercise when I can.
Oh, do more. A mile's not enough.
No, and also, Richard, when you walk, walk like you're late.
Yep.
Very late. All right, Richard, thank you very much. We appreciate the call this morning. Stay tuned, Richard, because I think you'll benefit for the next 10 minutes that we're on. We're going to go to Claude in Arbutus. Claude, good morning. Thank you for calling WCBM. And you have a question for our experts, Tony and Michelle, about kidney failure.
Right. I have stage 5 kidney failure right now and on dialysis. Now, people tell me that you could take Shilajit and you could take pumpkin seed oil, which will reverse your kidney disease or slow it down or whatever.
That's got to come directly from your kidney specialist. That's when you're at that level, you know, we always defer to the nephrologist or whoever it may be, and they can go ahead and guide you better on that. We stick to the 30,000 foot, you know, perspective on most of these things. So I always...
Yeah, but what can you use naturally? You know what I mean?
And you know what? That's exactly what the question should be to the nephrologist. I mean, this is one of the things.
They don't have the answer.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole problem. Because so go back to the fact that most doctors don't even have a nutrition class in medical school.
Wow.
So how is he going to know in most cases? So it's really a functional medicine doctor that would be more in tune with that. And there's a number of them, but they're hard to find. There's obviously information out there on the internet, but when it comes to advanced stage diseases like that, we always go to defer to the specialist. And like I said, those people are very hard to find.
Well, supposedly Elon Musk has a cure, but I mean, you don't know. I mean, you know, you hear all kinds of things.
No, absolutely. But yeah, I would recommend that. Definitely check with the nephrologist and even look into functional medicine. There's a number of them out there, not locally. And there's doctors like this. For example, there's a thyroid doctor. He's got a great YouTube channel, and he's literally like one of the most high-end authorities when it comes to thyroid. And he puts videos out like every single week, right? But he's in Arizona.
What?
He's a tough guy to get a hold of. It's a tough commute from Maryland to Arizona to go to your thyroid doctor. So it's going to take a little bit of research, and I wish you the best.
All right.
Claude, keep at it, brother. Thank you very much for calling this morning. We appreciate it. We hope you have a great
day. Well, I try. I mean, all I can do is try, you know?
Yes. See, that's it, Claude. Don't sit down. Just keep trying. Tony, before Claude hangs up, do you happen to know who that doctor in Arizona is?
I'm going to...
And also, you know, looking at your root cause, there are usually root causes to chronic kidney disease.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the root cause. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's from being in the fire department for 18 years with the stress and dealing with eating the wrong foods at night, because, you know, you eat these meals, you rush them down, because you don't know when the next call is coming in. And that's why I got kidney failure.
Do you have high blood pressure?
High blood pressure, diabetes, I got it all.
So that's so your kidney disease most likely came after your high blood pressure and your diabetes. So making sure, you know, at this point, because of your kidneys, if you're on dialysis,
well,
but you're eating, maintaining your blood sugar, or do you wear a CGM?
No, my sugar's not high because I don't eat junk food.
Have you had it checked? Do you know what it is?
Mine?
Yes.
I'm not sure. It was like 7 at one time.
Yeah, that's your A1C, most likely 7. Can you get it better? It should be around 5.
Well, all I eat is pasta. I mean, I don't eat a lot of sugar.
So pasta will increase your fasting insulin, you're fasting glucose, and your A1C. I also would very much suggest that you see a nutritionist. They will very much help you with the food you're eating so that they can help. Are you on insulin for your diabetic?
But when you go to these doctors, they say don't eat cauliflower, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat potassium. Hold on.
Claude, I'm going to put you on hold. We've got to go to break. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on WCBM. Claude, we'll go back to you as soon as we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. I want to thank you all very much for listening as we go into the closing segment. Claude, we were talking about your situation while you were on hold, and we are going to have to move on, but I want to turn it over to Michelle, who's going to ask you a question, and you can proceed with this however you want. So, Michelle, please take the floor.
Hey, Claude. Listen, I have a bit of a fondness for firefighters. So if you like, I don't want you to do it on air, but if you'd like to leave your phone number or your email with the producer, I'd be happy to reach out to you and talk to you a little bit more.
Michelle's got my phone number.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
All right, Claude. I'll reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Claude. Listen, Claude, thank you very much for calling in this morning. Claude, don't hang up, okay? Michelle needs it again, okay?
Okay.
Just hang tight, buddy. Thank you very much. And I think that Michelle here, and we have two Michelles, Michelle the producer and Michelle the expert, I truly believe Michelle will be able to help you or at least guide you. So hang tight, buddy. All right, that was awesome. And hopefully we can help Claude one way or another. So we've got a few minutes left. When we went to break...
Hang on one second. The thyroid doctor that you were talking about, his name is Dr. Weston Childs. Weston Childs. He's on YouTube. He's got dozens and dozens and dozens of videos. But he is very similar. If you've ever read Peter Attia's book, Outlive, Peter was originally, and he's got a fantastic podcast, he became a functional medicine doctor. He's like the foremost authority on longevity right now. But he was a Hopkins-trained physician, oncologist. And his premise was, by the time people got to him, they were in such bad shape. It's like taking your car to the shop and saying, can you fix it? And the mechanic looks at it and says, you got four flat tires, a transmission shot, and you never changed the oil. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's gotten to the point where he talks about this disease prevention thing, and Weston Childs is one of the foremost authorities on that thyroid. So you can check him out on YouTube as well.
All right, hold on. Outlive. What's the author's name?
Dr. Peter Attia.
Spell it.
A-T-T-I-A.
P-E-T-E-R.
What?
Atiyah. I-T-T-I-A. Sorry, it's A-T-T-I-A.
Atiyah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Outlive by Peter Atiyah. A-double-T-as-in-Tom-I-A. Right?
That's it.
Okay. Again, we've got resources for you. And Tony, what again was the name of the thyroid doctor in Arizona?
Dr. Weston Childs.
Weston Childs for the thyroid. Outlive by Peter Atiyah. Okay, so we've got like 3 minutes left. Michelle and Tony, the difference between choosing organic over regular food.
Most people don't even know what organic is.
Let's talk about it.
So there are, in the United States, there are, please hold.
Please hold. We can sing show tunes.
No doubt. So there are, if you read what organic, certified organic means, okay, there's about 80 certified organic agents, and they work independently. And directly from the website, it says the National Organic Program was established as a marketing program housed within the USDA Agricultural Marketing Services to develop, implement, administer, you know, national production, handling, and labeling standards. So if you go to the bottom of that and you read what organic is all about, it says selecting your agent. And then it talks about the certified agent's fees, which can be hundreds and sometimes several thousand dollars. Now, you're paying for that as the consumer. And Michelle brought up a good point. It's predominantly how these foods are handled in some cases. So an easy thing for the average person that goes to your farmer's market is to wash your vegetables.
Okay.
Wash everything that you get. You know, make it cleaner. I always point back to the industrial food complex, and I'm like, if you go to a commercial grocery store and you look at a dozen eggs, every single egg in that carton looks the same.
Yes.
Okay? If I go to the farmer's market up in Lancaster, there isn't one egg in that dozen that looks like the next one. So the question is, how do you produce 12 of the same egg?
Perfectly.
Perfect.
It's interesting you say that. I can attest to that because my daughter has 40 chickens and never have I seen two eggs the same. I've seen blue eggs, tan eggs, white eggs, but never, Tony, and that's such a great point, never are two eggs the same. That's unbelievable.
So certified organic, it's a money thing.
So it's all money.
Well, you have to pay all these fees to get the certified organic label, you know, and you're paying an agent of the USDA, and you have to pay that agent directly. So put two and two together, figure it out.
Exactly. So the best thing we can do is whatever we get that's perishable, wash it, correct? All right, we've got 1 minute left, so why don't the two of you please give your closing remarks and how people can get a hold of you. Literally, we have 1 minute.
Best just to email me or go to my website, mhdhealthservices@gmail.com.
Got it. Tony?
You can find us online at metabolics.net. We have our Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. Everything's 30% off. Easiest way to get me is directly through the contact page on the website, metabolics.net. And, of course, we're on all the socials.
Thank you both very much for being with me this morning. I can attest to Metabolics. I am a Metabolics supplement user. Thank you all very much for listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show. Our guests, Jason Decker, Matt Tyner, Tony DeCesar, Mel Dool, and the information we shared. It is my hope you have been enlightened. Michelle, who always does a fantastic job producing. It was a pleasure to work with you, and I want to thank WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. Embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. I will see you all in December when we do this again. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick. Thanks again. We'll see you soon on WCBM.
choice for Maryland.